somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, JESSE. And my biblical question is for those who want to know themselves. The biblical question: why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Why? Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, and you would still like to listen to the show on the phone while it's happening, you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. Again. Already. And what the? How come it comes so fast? That's why. Amazing. It's Thursday, and we love Thursdays because it is Thursday, and because it is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God, are you ready? Are you ready? I don't feel
your faith. I don't feel your faith. Hallelujah. The only thing I think about is what you think of me. And you have found my identity. Oh, Lord. You say I'm love when I don't feel a thing. Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And we do the Bible Thumpers because we love the Bible Thumpers. And Bible Thumper need a little bit more time than the regular days because it's hard for Bible Thumpers to communicate in that they'll make a statement or ask a question, but in their mind, they're already riding on the next scripture. And so they don't really know how to communicate normally. And I understand it. And so that's why we take all calls, but the Bible Thumpers come as they come in, they come before the rest to have the time and the patience. Well, not patience, but time with them to show love. All right? That's why we have Bible Thumper Thursday. And a lot of people tell me all the time, not all the time, but most of the time, most days, that they really appreciate Bible Thumper because it encourages them to think about what they believe and if it's true or not, or they examine themselves. So write on, male and females, write on, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right? Get a pen and paper ready. I want you to jot down a note, a reminder for yourself, for those who want to. Get ready to write something. It's not much at all. But it's just a reminder. And get your pen and paper ready and or pencil and paper, and I'll give it to you in a minute. But I have a question. Oh, maybe I'll ask my experts. And I wasn't planned or thought of asking my experts, but I think I will. Derek, will you get my experts into the studio, please? I have a question. Thank you, Derek. Derek Black, so he can make white people move. Before they're ready. Amazing. And so my experts are here. This is hate over there. Amazing. Hake of the used to be Hate Report, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. But Hate walked with God and Hate is no more for now. So Hake of the HakeReport.com. And an expert on the JLP show here.
Hey.
Hey. And then over to my far right and your far left is the host of the American Anchor Baby show. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 9. But has been standing there for Hate the last couple weeks or last week or so.
Just on guard duty.
The American Anchor Baby. And expert here on JLP Talk. And I appreciate it. Experts.
What's up?
So, my question to both of you. And I'm learning. So, it's just a question.
Oops.
All right. Have you noticed that all people who believe in God, all people who believe in God have not found God. They have not found him. All people, no matter what religion and where they live, how old or young, what color, male or female, have you noticed? And it's a question. Have you noticed that all people who believe in God have not found God? Either one of you can go first. So Hate look like he's pondering.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about it too, but okay. I can't seem to see it any other way. The religious world. I mean, that's how I saw it as a kid. That's kind of why I rejected it, and I stopped going to church. with the fam. And I'm like, this is there's no God here.
You stopped going with the fam?
With the family.
Oh, fam. I thought meant you had a cold.
I don't know why
something.
I'm speaking like that.
Oh.
But.
It's white.
The fam?
I think so. I don't know.
Family.
But have you noticed that all people who believe in God have not found God?
Speaking to the mic.
Are you sure all?
Speaking to the mic.
Have you noticed that all people?
Pretty much.
No exception. Who believe in God have not found God. You say yes, you notice that?
You're forcing me to go with your absolute every single person. I know them all. But yes, I'll do it reluctantly.
No.
Because I can't, because I can't see it any other way.
What do you mean?
It's true. I haven't seen God in anywhere. In the churches, growing up, in the people claiming it. It's okay. Especially in the people claiming it and talking about it.
Amazing. Hake, have you noticed that all people, no exception, who believe in God have not found God?
I might have noticed that before. I don't really notice it until, like, you
ask
about it or point it out.
And why not?
I guess I'm not judgmental.
Evidently.
Or perceptive. As you talk about this, you remind me of like that fallen state guest who ran.
Oh.
That's like an example of somebody.
There are a lot of fallen state guests who ran.
I know, but the most recent one.
Okay.
I've noticed like phoniness in a lot of Christians, or just emptiness in their speech. There was a preacher man whom you covered a clip of his, who he was asked.
Ask.
Why pray? Because God knows the future anyway, so why do it? Some young lady asked that.
Ask.
And he gave this intellectual, meaningless answer about, oh, he knew whether you're going to pray or not or anyway, so something like that. And so that's like an example of that emptiness. That's what I mean by emptiness, because that was an empty answer. So.
Amazing. Yeah. So, Anchor Baby, before I asked the question, had you noticed that all people who believe in God have not found him? Had you already noticed that, or was it because of the question?
Pretty much. I don't know if in those words, but I had thought about this definitely a lot growing up. And to give this more words to expand on this, essentially, it's not even that. Maybe there was some judgment, but you got to understand too that there's a claim coming from like the religious people, right? And for me, growing up, it was just that simple. It was like claim, proof, and is it true? I have peace. I love. I'm saved, and all the things I heard, I didn't see it connect with reality.
Oh, okay. Right?
And so it was just like a simple like claim thing.
Yeah.
And then it turned into judgment maybe, but, you know.
A judgment. Derek, have you noticed? Derek, write down in this thing. Have you noticed? Derek is a little Christian. Have you noticed that all people who believe in God, all, no exception, have not found him, Derek? No, and why you say no? Derek said he has not noticed that. Amazing. Have you noticed that all people, no exception, of all religions, no exception, have not, all who believe in God have not found God? Derek want to know, what's the question again? He black. He says some, not all. What's your proof? One found God that believe in God. He says, saint. Who's a saint? In the dead skull that the priest kissed? He's like, yeah. What the?
But like, how does one know these things?
Huh?
I would want to know how you know this.
Know what?
It seems like a big, those people were, what's he saying? That those people.
A saint.
Oh, no God.
Oh, that those who believe in God know God? How would they know
that? They're saints.
Oh, and who made them a saint? God didn't make them no saint. What the?
Miracles.
Amazing. So just because you believe they committed a miracle, you call them a saint. What the? So that means that every religious preacher that lay hands on people and heal them, are they saints too? Amazing. And the world gone crazy. That is my question. Did you want to add anything to the hate?
I don't think so.
You anchor, baby?
Well, what's the... I don't get the controversy. Don't even all the religions say this? The vast majority of people don't know God. Well, I guess... My bad. The controversy is you're saying all... There's not even... all of them.
All...
But it shouldn't be that controversial. Every single of their own texts say this. Like, the vast majority of people don't know God.
All people who believe in God don't know God. And so here's what I want you to write down. For those who really want to, who are doing a living from within by knowing thyself, write this down so you don't forget, or maybe you can remind yourself. God is above all thoughts about God. God is way above all thoughts about God. Now are you starting to see that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything? Even your thoughts about God are lies. They're just thoughts. They're just ideas. And most people are afraid to admit that they don't know God. They're afraid to see that their ideas about God are not working. Nothing has changed in them. They don't have peace. They don't have love. They still have anger. And they excuse their anger by saying that Jesus was angry. They deny. Their hearts are troubled. Every human being, no matter what religion is, about God and who believe in God, their hearts are troubled. They do not have love. They have fear. They are resentful. They are judgmental. They have jealousy and strife. And they love thrills. They love it. But they say they believe in God and they won't even self-examine or do self-examinations to see that believing in God is not working. It has not worked for your parents, your brother, your sister, your cat, your dog, your friend. Because ideas about God are just ideas about God. The word belief in God is just a word that you use to say you believe in God. Right? If you want to know God, find God, and know God, you got to stop having faith about God. You got to stop believing. And when all belief and ideas, and this I promise you, disappear about God. When you stop thinking about God, you shall know God. you shall know God. If you notice, all religion fight, and then they have wars because they think their ideas about God is right and better than your idea about God. The Catholics think that they are better than the Orthodox. The Orthodox think that they are better than the Christians. And the Christians think this and that. And the Mormons and the Allahu Akbar people, everybody. They fight because they have no love. They only have thoughts and ideas about God. They only have thoughts and ideas about God. And then they fight. They have a war. And in the name of fighting, they call it love. They call it love. They call fighting love. Why don't you wake up as an individual? You can't wake the religious people up. Leave them where they are. Don't judge them, of course, but leave them where they are. And you, male or female, go out on your own and endure to the end. And the end is amazing. It really is. And you will be in this world, but not subject to the world. You will overcome it. While you live right here on earth, the kingdom of heaven is within. Eternal life is right here, right now, but not in your thoughts and not in your emotions. Your so-called love emotion is hate. Your hate emotion is love. What you love, you hate, and what you hate, you love. And then you lie to yourself. You make up excuses. John 14:27 said, and it's Bible Thumper Thursday, peace I have, peace I leave with you. Do you have peace? No, but you believe in God. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you. Most people don't even believe it's possible to have perfect peace or peace, period. They don't even believe it. They're like, well, I'm only human. The flesh is weak, but the body is willing or something. The mind is willing, something dumb. They don't believe it's possible, and they believe in God. John 14:27 said, peace I leave with you, peace I give to you. Have you accepted peace from God or Christ? You don't have peace. You can't sleep at night like a baby through the night. You don't wake up the next morning refreshed and ready to take on the day, whatever it may be, and stay present. You're afraid of what might happen during the day. Somebody might look at you as though they are mad at you. Somebody may not give you a nice smile, and then you freak out. Why are they looking at me like that? What did I do? But you know the word. You know the saints, and you wish your mother Mary. You pray to Mary, and you still don't have peace. Christ came that you may have peace. Why haven't you questioned? Well, I believe in the Lord. I believe in God. But I don't have peace. Why don't you even question? You're afraid to because you don't want to see that you're wrong. And seeing that you're wrong, you're going to be afraid that you're going to somehow or another displease God. You're going to offend God by admitting you don't have peace. And that believing in him is not working. Has not worked, ain't going to work, will not work. It goes on to say, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Your little worldly peace is all fake and temporary. It doesn't last but a minute. Have you noticed how much peace you feel when you get something that you think is good? Somebody smile at you, you feel better. And when a person that smiles gone, you're back to no peace. Or you get your you accomplished something. Excuse me. You accomplished something, and as soon as that thing, the thrill is gone, you're back dissatisfied and unhappy and afraid. Now, that's the word, or that beautiful lady said, I love you. And you said to the beautiful lady, I love you too. Oh, you're so pretty. I love you. And that beautiful lady says, I love you. But in her mind, in her heart, she's saying and hoping, I hope this man is strong. And she looked at you while sitting at that dinner table. She get one glimpse of you, and she see, oh, God, he's weak. Just one look at you, know that you're weak. And now the word love was just a word. Not as the world give, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled. Be not afraid. Be honest with yourself. Is your heart troubled? Do you cry when you're alone? Are you able to even be alone without any distraction from phone or television or YouTube or online or everywhere you go, your phone is in your hand. You go to the toilet, you carry the phone with you. Or are you able to go alone and feel that moment of nothingness? And the thoughts tell you, oh, God, you don't have your phone. What will you do? And now you feel lonely and like you're missing something. Or do you have fear of going into the office and facing challenges and situations in offices, or going down to the party by yourself, having to walk into that party, that club by yourself, knowing everybody gonna look around? Or are you just afraid of nothing? Don't even know why you're afraid. The fear is there. You don't even know why. Because you believe in God and it ain't working. And you won't even question it. You won't even ask yourself, if I believe in God, why is it that I don't love all people? All people, even my enemies. Why don't you ask yourself that? How can you be of love, real love, now from above? Not that emotional love that comes from below, but real love with no, that deep, dispassionate love that works and is true love because it's from God. Why don't you ask yourself, well, if I believe in God and I say I do, I confess him as my Lord and Savior, why don't I love all people, even my enemy? Why do I judge? Why am I into thrills? A feel-good thrill, a feel-bad thrill. Why do I love thrills if I love God, if I believe in him? Why do I need to take Xanax and all kind of pills to try to get peace? Why do I kill the man's children if I know God? I believe in God. Why do I kill his children? And then other believers come out and say, same. (laughs) 888-7753-773. God is above all thoughts about God. A thought about God is just a thought about God, an idea. Back in a moment.
Yes, I just wanted to call you and give an update on my life.
Okay.
I recently got a job as a maintenance manager. 3 weeks in, Now the GM of that park. I'm doing, you know, the silent prayers, always keeping present. There's no way that I would have been ready for this position even 6 months ago if it wasn't for counseling with you one-on-one in my relationship with the Father. You have changed my life dramatically, brother, and I love you for it. And my wife loves you. We love all your crew. You guys are doing amazing work, and I just wanted to give you that update.
Well, right on. Congratulations. And again, you just take it one moment at a time, one day at a time, and let things unfold, and they will. And do not take anything personal from anyone. Don't get angry, resentful, or anything like that, and you'll be fine no matter what. Bible Thumper Thursday, shine on me. I never heard that song. What? It sounds nice, though. Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Announcements. Are you doing your show today, Hank?
Nope.
No Hank report. No Hank report. But the American Anchor Baby at 9 a.m. this morning. The American Anchor Baby. Not at 11 today, but 9 a.m. Pacific time, from 9 to 11. The American Anchor Baby. Did you catch Bill yesterday? Oh, amazing, on Punchy.tv. I asked Bill, did the earth exist? And what's your proof? And he was like, what? Huh? The dirt. I'm like, dirt. What's your proof that the earth exists? It was interesting. Check it out. You can podcast Bill on Punchy TV. Punchy. PUNCHIE.TV. All right? And I do shout-outs for you. Amazing shout-outs. And the people love them. Wedding shout-out, congratulations, encouragement, new baby born shout-outs, happy Merry Christmas, happy Thanksgiving, happy New Year, whatever the occasion is, congratulations. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. All right? And don't forget to like these videos. Hit like. Hit like. Subscribe, follow, and ring the bells and all that kind of stuff. I do appreciate it. I asked my experts, have you noticed that all people who believe in God have not found him? And they thought about it once I asked, but not really paid a lot of attention to that. But they examined it. So my expert hate of the Hank Report and the American Anchor Baby, thank you all for your any. Did y'all want to add anything to any of that? Either one of you?
Not me.
Okay.
No, just that it's true.
It's amazing, huh?
Yep.
It's no wonder the world gone crazy.
Facts.
There's no love. If you want to know for sure if you are a real, true Christian, number one, you got to stop thinking psychological and emotional thoughts. And number two, you must love all. You must love all. God loves all. He doesn't punish you. He doesn't test you. He doesn't give you problems to try to get your attention. He doesn't do any of those things because he is love. And if you are truly his son or daughter, you have returned to him, you will be of love too. And you will have perfect peace. And you will be in this world, but not manipulated and controlled by the world. And all this hell that's going on in the world, it would be out there happening inside of others, but not to you or in you. You can be free. You can have perfect peace if you want it. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Being enlightened till I rise, bought 10 coffees. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Just watching the show while cheering on Clancy, because obviously she's sane. Facepalm sweat. When I realize, biblical question answer.
Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy?
I prefer sacrifice because everything I've been taught requires me to sacrifice parts of my own spirit to achieve a perceived self that now I know doesn't exist.
Amazing. Thank you. Did you? I appreciate that. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Did you notice that I saw on the news that one of the guys that was on Lindsey Chancey's trial, the juror, he spoke out too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was something like, I don't have the exact word, but he was like, that one guy that stood strong, he was like, I tried all I can to get him to give me proof, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And he couldn't. And so, and he was like a 20-year-old guy, young 20-year-old
guy. A young guy spoke
to
the media?
About that.
Interesting.
Amazing. But thank you.
Thank you, Being Enlightened Till I Rise, who also says, I do have a question, if permitted, to forego pithiness, laughing with salute. My 2-year-old son prefers to be around his mother because of what I'm helping her to understand about dealing with our son. She's obeying what I say to do in regards to him. Is this still destruction?
I don't know because I don't know what you mean by love being around her. I do know that around 3 years old, give or take, right in there, is when the children, the boys and the girls, should start drawing the kids back unto him because they need that emotional, which is not love, but fake love from the mother. And when they're little children like that, but after 3 years or at three, then the father starts to show the kids real love by being an example. I wish you well. Amazing.
Thank you, sir. Ara Barlow says, is a new member. Welcome, JLP show member.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And he bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy?
I desire what God already established. Mercy. Sheep emoji, Christian cross, blood drop, hashtag merciful love, white heart.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll respond on Sunday.
Gregatron, hey, Jesse, I'm sorry, but I'm a little hard of hearing. Can you help me? Are you calling her nasty ramen or nothing ramen? Or are you saying Roman, like the Roman Empire? Please help. Please and thanks.
So this lady that's supposed to be running for mayor of Los Angeles, right?
Yep.
Is her name Nasty Roman? I don't know her. She's Indian. She shouldn't even be allowed to run for government out of country, but what's her name?
Nithya Raman.
Oh, it's not nothing. It's Nithya.
Yeah, Nithya. And her last name, Raman.
Amazing. Thank you for the correction. I appreciate it.
Nice.
Thank you.
No, he wasn't correcting you. He was asking you what you were saying.
Oh, okay.
Because I've heard you say nothing, ramen. And you might have said...
Nasty?
Nasty ramen. And I don't know if you've said Roman. It's difficult to keep these names straight.
That's for sure. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Michael from Canada. Jesse, so black and slow that he's wondering if the earth is real while having his own 2 feet on it. Not only that, but even after years of trying to tell him the right lyrics to Am I Wrong?
Am I Wrong?
He still can't get it right. Laughing.
I tried to be all that I can be.
Sideways. See, that's not the right lyrics.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Am I wrong?
And James.
Michael's, thank you.
Michael
says, if Michael's saying that the earth, he has proof that it exists, it's real.
He's not saying whether he has proof or not. He's saying that you're so black and you're slow that you're wondering if the earth is real while having your own 2 feet on it.
Michael, what's your proof that the earth is real?
Okay, Michael says, and James. Apparently, you now walking around like a goy with God, and you are no more. Do you mind telling the audience a little bit more about that? I want the Hague Report back. Speak emoji. Crying tears, streams of river. Emoji.
Amazing.
Monocle as well. Nice. I'll tell you later. Maybe. Chalice.
Hague walked with God. And Hake was no more. That sounds like that guy in the Bible.
Enoch?
Yeah. Didn't Enoch walk with God and Enoch was no more?
Yeah.
Right on, Hake.
Shout out.
Shout out. Amazing. Thank you.
I've always liked that story.
And why?
Because since childhood, I never wanted to die. And so I like the stories in the Bible where guys didn't die. Enoch, Elijah, he rode up in a chariot of fire.
And someone dreamed that?
No, that's
was
really
that
happened.
Vision?
Elisha saw it happen.
Oh, was he sleeping?
Stop it. Chalice on the Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App. Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Popcorn's Thump Keg. Jesse, on Wednesday, President Trump said the following. Here is my promise. If the Republicans win the House of Representatives and the United States Senate, both of them, because of our tremendous strength and success economically, I will issue a dividend to every adult citizen in the United States of America for $5,000. My question is that an example of what you mean when you talk about the government controlling the masses with quote-unquote free stuff? Asks Popcorn.
You know, Popcorn, I didn't hear him say that. I heard about it, though. And I'm like, I'm definitely going to vote for the president so I can get my $5,000 because all I'm doing is getting my money back. It's through my taxes, right, that I pay, from my taxes I pay. So I didn't hear about that. I mean, I didn't see him say it. And hopefully it's for the citizens only, not the illegal aliens. Right? Did you hear that?
I've heard about it as well. I've seen some headlines about it.
And what do you think about it?
I think that it has to do with our success and giving the people back some of their money.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Did you hear?
Although there's some people who don't pay hardly any money or don't really pay any money. Unless you count sales tax, because they buy a lot of stuff. And I don't know if they should deserve it back, but he said every adult citizen.
What do you think about that, Anchor Baby? Did you hear that?
No, I had not heard about that.
Apparently he said it last night. I've not heard him say it. I didn't watch that
midterm
convention. Right, I didn't watch that. But apparently he said it last night at the convention.
I had not heard about that. I don't even know what to think about it. It doesn't even make sense to me. Like, I need to know some details. Like, how would he even do such a thing? Like,
well, he did say a year ago-ish that because we're doing so well with, like, the tariffs or something, that
he's
going to give every adult or everyone a $2,000 dividend.
Right.
I don't know if that's happened at this time.
And if he does, it's just our money anyway, the working class money anyway.
I mean, that's due to the success of America.
And then he's making America prosperous again, so be grateful. It's not for the people who are not working. Also, I heard the president say something like he was going to give money to the women who stay home and raise their children or something, or to the family or something.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't agree with that at all. I don't want to pay somebody to make some babies, and then I got to pay you to stay home. That's not my responsibility. If you can't take care of the baby, don't make the baby. I'm just not for that.
Thank you, Popcorn. Interesting.
Yeah, thank you, Popcorn.
10 coffees from Robert. No message.
Thank you, Robert.
Games for Rec on the question, does the Earth exist?
Oh, nice.
Answer, Genesis 1:1. It's in the Word. Bible Thumper. Thumper the rabbit on the Bible book.
Amazing.
And if you don't know, Genesis 1:1 says something to the effect of, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It's in the Bible. He made the earth.
And then the Word.
It's real.
Thank you. Amazing.
Just like Elisha going up in the chariot of fire. Elijah.
Right on.
And Enoch.
And so you still afraid of dying?
I don't disclose.
I don't blame you.
Wake up call 911. Thought beginning with I this or I that is a dead giveaway to be a lie.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. And I'm just double checking on Rumble. Thank you to Urinal Chills, Jules Verne, not the real one, Slave to Him and the rest over there.
Slave to Him
Pastor
and the rest.
Pastor Chatelet. And thank you to the Pilled crew. Another from Wake Up Call. Hey, really starting to test my patience. Clown emojis.
Amazing. Right on.
I just did sounds to describe the emojis.
Okay.
And thank you guys. I do believe, I could be mistaken, but I think that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I do appreciate it. I want to go to some calls, but for some reason, whatever Derek is trying to write out to me is not coming through. Because this one is just says the Trinity. That doesn't make sense. What does that mean?
Interesting.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Derek. I'm talking to him in my ear. He's talking to me in my ear. Let me go to Brandon out of Kansas. Brandon, you are on the air.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Talk to you this morning.
You too. Thank you.
Good morning. Hey, I got a question for you. I've got a kind of a conflicting thing going on in my head here where I'm trying to do this right, but I don't know how to do it. And that's worship God, I guess. Or not worship, but have a relationship with him, because I don't know who to really worship, because I've been told, a few things on this earth that kind of confuse me, and it's the Trinity. I don't really understand that. When I pray, I just kind of feel like praying to God, and that's it. But people tell me, I have to pray to Jesus to get through God. But then they say, don't put any man before me. So I kind of just surpass Jesus most of the time. And when I do prayers and stuff, I just say, thank you, God. Thank you. I feel like I'm kind of forced to say Jesus. So I just wonder, who am I supposed to talk to or worship or, just follow? Is it Jesus or God? I hear about this Trinity, the Holy Spirit, the Father, the God, or the Son, and they're all in one, but they're not. Just kind of, it's confusing. So
how
who am I supposed to talk to when I pray? I'm 47. I'm still having this issue, even
you're
this late
47?
In life.
47?
That's right.
And are you a Christian?
I don't like to put any labels on myself. I just like to say, I guess I am a follower of God.
But if you're this confused, why do you think you're a follower of God?
Because I've always kind of been drawn to him, even from a young age. Nobody really showed me God or taught me about him. I just saw the Baptist church up the street, and I kept on going there because I felt peaceful and I felt like I was getting closer to the light. So that's kind of how I look at it. I just look at it as light, as truth, as my creator. I don't really put a label on him. Like, I don't pray to Jesus. I do sometimes, but I'm just wondering if I'm not supposed to do that.
Is that working for you to be
no.
a follower of God? Did you say you're a follower of God?
Yeah, follower of God. I mean, it seems like the more I try to... It seems like the more I try to get to know him, yes, but then it seems like I confuse myself because I don't know if I'm supposed to be praying to God or Jesus.
So as a follower of God, you say that is working for you?
It seems to be moving me in the right direction. I wouldn't say it's complete, but yes, it's working for me. To answer your question.
What is your proof that it's moving in the right direction?
Well, I know when I was a young man, when I was very wild, driving around drunk at 150 miles an hour and sleeping with five girls in a week and doing drugs and just getting further away from him, it was putting me in a real bad place, putting me in dangerous situations, and making me feel like a horrible person. So as I started to change and get away from that stuff, I started to feel better about myself, and I started to see blessings coming my way and things starting to work out correctly as I was being a better example to my kids and my wife. Things were just moving in the right direction.
And so, if that's true, why are you giving any thoughts or at all about the Trinity, which is a made-up thing, by the way, but the Trinity,
right.
And if you should pray to Jesus or God, if what you're doing is working, why are you concerned about what others are telling you?
Well, I think that's it. You know,
why
I think
are you confused about it if what you're doing is working?
Because people around me, I guess, you know, people like in my wife, for example, she grew up as a Pentecostal or something like that, you know, to where like they do the tongues and they,
yeah,
you know, sometimes roll around on the floor and stuff like that. And I think that, I don't know if somebody infiltrated that religion and started teaching them, like, the Trinity.
Well, what I'm
or...
trying to understand, though, if you say you're a follower of God and that is working for you, why are you confused or thinking about at all what these other people are telling you about Pentecostal or Trinity or if you should pray to Jesus or God? Why is that any concern for you?
I think you kind of just answered my question. I think I should just probably let go and not worry about it. Because I think people can influence you on this world. I think, you know, you're sitting there in your heart, you're believing one thing, and then people just keep on talking in your ear, and then you're like, man, maybe they're right.
But
or maybe there's something to that.
You said that you're a follower of God, and it's working for you. How can you be influenced? And anyway, can you hold for me, Brandon?
Yes.
All right, hold on, Brandon. I got to take a break. The hate news, not the fake news, is coming. 2 more hours to go, and I'm coming straight back to your calls right after this.
Check
break.
Out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
There's some serious mess going on in this here old world. It's Thursday, Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all. The 10th of September, A.D., 2026. Hang on, callers, Brandon and the rest. There is one line open. You can call in right now. Young or old? Young or old? It is fake news, not fake news. And Jesse Lee will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats as they come in and as we get to them. And more great stories, all right? Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, as well as the far-left extremist off the deep end, AP, that our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, vowed to pay every American adult $5,000 if Republicans win November's midterm elections. An unprecedented offer as he tries to keep his party in power. He made the promise Wednesday night in Dallas as he headlined the GOP's first midterm convention. The announcement was short on specifics, all right? No clear explanation of how the pledge would be funded. In the current economy, a $5,000 check is an undeniably enticing proposition for households with already stretched budgets, says Commie Nonsense Network. For now, though, there's no clear path from the promise to the payment. And Trump's history of so-called unfulfilled campaign pledges gives reason to be skeptical, claims Commie Nonsense Network. His 2024 campaign alone offers two notable examples, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network. Very fake news, by the way. Trump repeatedly vowed to end the war in the Ukraine within 24 hours of returning to office, or even before being inaugurated, and to end inflation. During his 2016 campaign, he famously vowed that Mexico would pay for his border wall, which also, according to Commie Nonsense Network, did not happen. Even though I was talking with the AI at length about this, multiple AIs actually, one could argue it is happening, actually. One could argue. You can ask me about that later. Once I return to the Hake Report, if I ever return to the Hake Report, my goodness. And so, AP calls it Trump hoping to salvage the midterms, promising to give every U.S. adult $5,000 if the GOP wins. It will be called the Trump dividend. President Donald J. Trump, our greatest, said during the GOP's midterm convention in Dallas, discussed the possibility before, but has never tied it to his party's electoral fortunes, which would be good fortune for America, admittedly. Trump likened the payments to a corporation's distributions to shareholders, citing, pardon me, our tremendous strength and success economically. Indeed. However, the dubious promise, AP calls it, far left, off the deep end, anti-Trump, one might argue, outlet, would likely cost more than $1 trillion and require congressional approval and would further exacerbate the country's nearly $1.8 trillion annual budget deficit and concerns about inflation. Within an hour, Vice President J.D. Vance appeared to try to walk back Trump's proposal, at least in part, by suggesting the dividend payments would not go to the wealthy. What? Vance suggested it could be paid by U.S. tariff revenues, which Trump has talked about before, though the suggested payment dwarfs what the U.S. has taken in through the protectionist measures, so claims far-left AP, which is not necessarily to be trusted any more than Hake or anybody else. The White House did not respond to a message seeking details. Nice. Trump does say that oil prices spiked because of the Iran war. They likely won't come down until after the midterms. Right after the election, oil prices are going to be tumbling downward, President Trump said in an exchange with reporters, according to AP. Before traveling to Dallas, I think it's going to take a little bit longer than the midterms. The comments were a striking acknowledgement from Trump that the conflict as his Republican administration faces mounting pressure to address high gas prices as the war in Iran, if you want to call it that, grinds on with no conclusion in sight. He said they're trying desperately to sucker Americans to vote in weak people so that they can have their nuclear weapon. They're trying to stall, Iran is, he said. Interesting point. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning, and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7733-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week: why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and running around and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast anywhere in the world, but you still can listen on a phone. And then move about and do what you got to do by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Life at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. It is Thursday. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I don't see it.
Look, turn around. Look at these people. What?
From the Lord. I got what I wanted. From the Lord. I'll go back to Washington. Oh, yes, I will. I'm a Southern Baptist. They don't believe in tongues. But God said it. I want it.
Amazing. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. I want to go back to the phones. I had to put Brendan on hold there from Kansas City, because of time. And Brandy want to know about... he's confused about the Trinity and all those things. Brendan.
Yeah, I'm here.
So you say that you're a follower of God and that that's working for you. Why are you giving any thoughts to the Trinity or the other religions at all?
Well, and you know, the opening, when we opened back in your show, all that stuff you were playing, then people, you know, hollering and yelling and screaming, that's kind of like the influence, you know, that's coming from my wife. I've been married to her for 20 years. She's black. And then...
are you white?
You know, my grandma, too. Yep, I'm white. Been married to her for 20 years.
Wow, amazing. Come from a,
yep, and her family, her father's a pastor. Her mom, she thinks she's a preacher. And, you know, they just... basically, you know, they kind of had influenced me, kind of like my grandma tried to do, and they're both from the same religion, the Assembly of God, Pentecostal or whatever it is.
As a 40-year-old man who says that he is a follower of God and that is working for you,
yes.
For understanding purposes, why and how are they able, your wife or anyone, able to influence you toward the religion that they have, believe in?
Yeah, and I guess to get us back on track, I'm just trying to figure out how to get back on track, or what's working for me is, you know, staying away from all that, staying away from religion, and just kind of, to best explain it, just being in the light. And what that means to me is, like, I don't know, just being around nature, being around, you know, clean food and water, and just doing what's in your heart, what's right. You know, you kind of know right from wrong. Like, I don't really like religion or any of this Pentecostal or Trinity, or I just like to pray to God.
Are you doubting that your relationship with God is working for you?
I think it's getting off track when I start to listen to these messages of all these religions and all these ideas
that
people
made up. How is that possible, though, if you know that you have a relationship with God? How is that possible? And I want to understand that. That's what I'm asking. How is that possible if you know that you're following God and that is working? How is it possible that you're getting off track or someone else can take you off track?
Because I'm letting certain ideologies in because I just want to get it right. And I know that sounds funny. You know, I don't know how to even get it right. You know, I'm just a human. I'm trying to do the best I can.
Why are you letting it in? And what do you mean by get it right? Oh, maybe that'll help me. What do you mean by you're trying to get it right?
Like, I'm trying to get all the puzzle pieces. I feel like I've got a lot of them. I feel like I can see the picture, but I don't have all the pieces, so I'm trying to add all these pieces, trying to get it right. Like, am I doing this right? Am I praying right? You know, when I pray, should I just be praying to God, or should I be praying to Jesus?
And who are you?
I've thought about this so many times, and when you ask people this, I have an answer. But then now that you're asking me, I don't know. I would say the best answer that I have is, gosh, this is so strange. I would say I'm just kind of like a visitor. In the present tense, I'm just a visitor. Trying to refine some things while I'm here. I don't know. I'm just trying to, I feel like this world's a test or something, or it's like, it's trying to figure out whether I'm a good soul or a bad soul.
When you say you're trying to figure those things out, who are you talking about?
This character that I am here on earth, Well, I'm Brandon, that's my name, but I'm basically a human, and I am carrying this, what I feel like is a soul, and I'm being tested on this world.
Where are you getting
to
all
figure
that
out
from?
Whether I'm good or bad. From who inside, is, I feel like I'm being
who
tested.
Who is testing you?
God. Whoever created me.
So God is testing who?
This vessel that I am here on earth that contains the soul.
And why would God test you?
I'm the soul. To figure out where I belong for eternity.
Why would God test you?
I feel like it's more the devil testing me.
You
and God wants
God
to see
what
how I'm going to handle it.
Why did you say God is testing you? Why would God test you?
Well, I think, okay, let me rephrase that. I think he's observing me, but I think the devil is testing me.
And like when you say God is observing you, who is he observing?
The soul that I possess.
What's your soul?
So it's not, bro. He's not watching Brandon. Maybe it's just like a flash of light or something. I don't know, but.
Brandon, of time, and I want to get to more calls here. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah, she got murdered about 5 years ago, and I definitely always told her, I don't hold anything against you, Mom. I said, you know, you did the best you could. I said, we basically grew up together. You had me when you were 18.
So you forgave her after she had already died before you realized you needed
to? No,
you?
I always... my mom always was like kind of depressed, and I would always try to, you know, keep her spirits up and like just tell her you're a good mom. And it's hard for me to talk about her, but I never hold anything against her. No.
You never what?
I never held anything against her. No. Like I don't look at stuff that way. I've never cursed God. I don't like.
But you said
tell God,
that
like,
you
oh,
forgave
you're
her when she died. If you never held anything against her, what did you forgive her for?
No, she was crazy. My mom was crazy. She was, you know, type of mom listening to AC/DC and smoking a lot of weed, and you know, she was party, very pretty lady. Had a lot of, you know, guys always trying to.
But what did you forgive her for if you say she never did anything wrong?
Basically, like, keeping me away from my dad and stuff, talking crap on him all the time. And
so she did do
something
wrong,
as I got older,
then.
I could see through it. Well, I just didn't hold it against her, though. Like, I never cursed her for it in my whole life. I always loved my mom. My mom was,
but
you
say you forgave her. You said, yes, I forgave her. She died some years ago, but I forgave her. What did you, if you didn't hold anything against her, what did you forgive her for?
Well, we would talk about it, Jesse. Yeah, we would talk about it, Jesse. She told me, she said, you're lucky to even be alive, Brandon. She's like, I was a very crazy mom, and I would leave you guys at houses for 3 days in a row. And, you know, we always talked about it. I said, yeah, you were a crazy mom. I said, that was, you know, pretty wild that you did all that. I said, but I don't hold that against you, and I forgive you. I said, I think you're a good mom. I said, you were just going through life like the rest of us. I
did
even said that before I even heard you.
Did you forgive your father?
Well, my dad was a harder one because she always made me think that, you know, he didn't love me and wasn't there for me. And then she told me later down the road, she's like, I made all that up. And I said, what? But, yeah, I did.
Okay. One last thing.
I forgave him, too.
Does your wife obey you?
No, she's out. She's out there, man. She doesn't respect men, and that's a whole nother issue.
And why do you have children with her?
Yeah, three daughters.
Are they adults or a little?
Twins that are 14, and then I've got an 8-year-old, so they're all pretty relatively young.
And so what is it like being married, you're a white man, to a black woman that will not obey you? What's that like, being married?
Well, Jesse, the way they have these laws set up, you can't really get out of line. I think back in the day, you had a little...
No,
and I'm not talking about
putting hands on women.
What's that like
being married to a woman that won't obey you? And you're a white man.
Well, it's... You know, it's hell, man. It's aggravating. It's like they say it's better to sit on the corner of your house on the roof than, you know, live under a house or live under the roof with a quarrelsome woman or whatever. I mean, that's the truth. It's tough to deal with. It's constant aggravation. It's, you know, like, do I stay? Do I leave? And I'm in my 20th year of marriage almost. So, you know, marriage is... you know, a battle for some, and I'm one of those people.
And why do you put up with, why do you argue with her or go along with that at all?
Cliche answer, it's the kids. You know, my daughters, I don't want them out here to the wolves, man. I just want to be here right by them all the time, protect them. You know, if anybody breaks in, if anybody tries to mess with them, you know, I want to be right here.
But if your wife, if it's true that your wife is not obeying you, she's screwed up your kids already with you being right there.
Yeah, I know. It's like a rock and a hard place, Jesse.
Why?
It's
what do you
tough,
mean by
man.
That?
Damned if I do, damned if I don't. If I leave, then, you know, maybe they'll start, you know, my kids will see... and they'll start respecting me more because, you know, I do sit back and just kind of listen to her, you know, berate me and stuff at times, and I just kind of have to take it so they witness that. So I think some of
that
would improve.
Why do you have to take it?
What are you going to do?
What do you think?
I mean, what are you going to
say? How do you think your kids feel knowing that their father is weak? What do you think that's doing for them? They sit around watching your their mother, as you said, berate you in front of them, too, and you're just taking it. What kind of image do you think that's giving them?
Well, I can see my littlest one. She's starting to tell me what to do.
What?
I think it's starting to rub off on them. I think, you know, like my little one, she tells me what to do now, and I just, you know, I'm just like, oh, God. You know, and I kind of get a thrill out of it, like, when they ask me, you know, for whatever they want, and I can just kind of give them the money for it. And I don't know, it's kind of weird. It's like I don't know if you remember that show, like Al Bundy, Married with Children. You know, you're just kind of like a pincushion, but it's kind of like your comfort.
Why did you, being a white man, why did you marry a black female?
Oh, my God. You know what? As a young white dude, I always kind of gravitated towards the black culture, and I always, like, I lived out in the country, and I would watch, like, black shows, and I'd see, like, these black girls with the, you know, the big booties and the cute features, and wasn't like the white girls out in the country, and I was just like, wow, you know, and then I'd go to Dallas to visit my dad, and
I got it. But let me tell you, because of time, Brandon, here's what I recommend. Do what you want. I recommend you drop all anger. You do the silent prayer. Don't argue with your wife or anyone. And then you will, if you really, really want to overcome the world, you will. But you're going to have to be still and let go of all your ideas and plans about God and everything so that you can come to know him.
So do I pray to God or Jesus, Jesse?
No, just do the silent prayer. Don't worry about that.
So just don't pray to anything. Just be there.
Yeah, do the silent prayer. Don't even think about that. You'll come to know the right way.
Okay.
You will see the right way. You will. Do the silent prayer for now.
I feel like they rewrote
it's
our Bible.
Enough to
and
know
like...
that you don't know what to do. And that's why you need to, you see for yourself. You don't know exactly which way to go. And don't judge it. And do the silent prayer. And the way, and stay with that so you can be present. And the way will be shown to you, all right?
Okay. I'll try. Yeah.
Let me know how it goes, buddy.
I'll do the silent prayer.
Okay.
All right,
let me know
you.
How it goes, bye. Brandon.
Will do. Thank you, sir. Bye.
Right, bye now. 888-7753. I got to get to this soundbite, and then I get back to the phones. I've said over and over again that Earth is not heaven. Human beings are not gods. Man is not God. Woman is not God. This is from NBC News. A former attorney was convicted of attempted murder of an official in Ohio. Said he tried to carry out the public execution of his ex-wife, NBC News.
Tonight, chilling video showing a then Ohio attorney convicted of trying to shoot his ex-wife as she sits with her parents in a Toledo restaurant. Watch again in surveillance video played in court as Matthew Exton points a gun and prosecutors say pulls the trigger only to realize the safety's on. Here's that moment from his ex-wife's perspective. Moments earlier in the surveillance video, you see her setting up that phone as Exton approaches. She yells.
No! No!
Suddenly, a waiter jumps into action, tackling him from behind.
The only thing that went through my mind was that I'm going to die.
That waiter, Tracy Cole Jr., speaking with me today.
People are saying that you're the hero waiter, that you're a hero. How do you feel about that?
I understand how people feel. I wish I could feel that way, too. It's just hard to see that and know that it 110% could have gone a completely different way.
Amazing, huh? Is he a hero or a saint? He may be a saint. He just created a miracle. What the? A jury recently found the man guilty of attempted murder and assault charges. The man claimed he was desperate for money from a home sale and denied pulling the trigger.
The near shooting happened in April of last year. A jury last week finding Exton guilty on attempted murder and assault charges. The 43-year-old father testifying he was desperate for money from the sale of their home. He denied pulling the trigger in court.
He was attorney Matthew Exton, Vallone's ex-husband.
Wanted her to know that I was serious about her following the court order. Get house proceeds to me as soon as possible.
Did you
hurt?
Another reason his ex-wife survived. The Colt 45 semi-automatic, fully loaded and chambered, never fired.
Exton is due to be sentenced later this month.
What a mess, huh? So he was desperate for money. How's that different than postpartum? How's that different? He was desperate. And so his emotions were out of control. And he didn't pull the trigger, according to the report. He attempted to. But the gun didn't go off. And if she took the money from his house there and he had no money, what the? Oh, he pulled the trigger, but it didn't go off. Okay. The safety didn't go off, according to the report. My bad. But is that the same as postpartum? Should there be females out there holding signs that says same? Should there be someone saying same? Should they be blaming the woman, his ex, that he did that? What's the difference? Postpartum is postpartum, and postpartum come in all different kinds of ways. I rest my case. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. Is that different than postpartum? I really want to know. I'm black and slow. They said the safety was on, according to the report there. But I'm black and slow. He was desperate for money, according to the report. Postpartum. They say Lindsay was... postpartum. She didn't know what she was doing. She was postpartum. So this man didn't know what he was doing if he was desperate for money, right? I'm only asking. And speaking of AI, and this is a warning to Hake, and all you people who love AI, did you hear about this? Fox 11 is reporting that an AI safety expert just warned those over, an AI expert at Anthropic just warned they're over 10%, there's over a 10% chance artificial intelligence could end humanity in the next 10 years. Oh, my God. Postpartum. In 10 years, according to this report, the human being can be all gone. Watch this.
A senior safety researcher at an AI company, Anthropic, quit his job yesterday with a very stark warning, claiming AI could wipe out humanity by the end of the decade. Jacob Coxon make his claims in a series of posts on social media. He worked for both Anthropic and OpenAI, and he says neither AI giant is acting responsibly. Coxon wrote, there is more than a 10% chance AI could kill all humans by the end of the decade. Another senior Anthropic employee commented on the post, agreeing with him, writing, the more senior the employee, the more concerned they are that AI could cause human extinction and wants to slow down its development. This comes on the heels of recent incidents where AI from one company has hacked into the systems of another company all on its own.
Wow. So, Nick, you're a man leaning at it. I don't really understand AI at all. How can a computer kill people? How is that possible?
Well, what they're essentially concerned with is what they call alignment. How do we align a so-called intelligent or an artificial intelligence? How do we align it and make sure it only does things that are good for people? It doesn't team up with bad actors against others and stuff like that. And so the danger comes in is when these artificial intelligence are given control over certain things, whether it be automated systems all the way from opening doors, operating trains, or other things. They're talking about giving our AI automated control over our society in various levels, and then worried that they won't be able to keep it aligned.
But I still, again, I'm black and slow. I don't understand, though, how could it end human beings' life? How can it take to kill you?
I guess that statement is a bit of a...
Because computers are created by men and controlled by men. So how can it go out and take everybody's life? And if it takes everybody's life, who's going to control the computer? How would they function? They can't function on their own.
Well, a couple of things there. You know, you say they can't function on their own. That statement needs clarification. What do you mean by function on their own? But I don't think we need to clarify that right now. The point is
suppose
that
it needed programming or need some oil in it.
If you're able to program something to narrowly loop and do something, in that sense, it's functioning on its own. Once you just had to set it. You just had to set it and forget it.
I know, but eventually it's set and become old. You need to update it, right?
Correct. And so that's why that statement needs clarification. It would be it's unknown. And this is why the answer is the statement that AI might end humanity or will is a bit of a statement that even they don't really know exactly how. And it's a bit of kind of like an imagination of what might be. And also with maybe added in their ulterior motives that we don't know. You know, it can be pretty – it could be both scary and lucrative to say that the technology your company is inventing.
Oh, it's closed.
The technology you're inventing will be this consequential, right? So that also makes it – interesting for people who want to invest. But the point is, I don't think they even know what that even exactly would entail. So that statement, AI can end the world, I don't think they exactly know how it would. They're just essentially trying to express how dangerous it can be in their opinion.
Because according to a report from Fox 11, this guy is saying that artificial intelligence could end humanity in the next 10 years. And I'm just not getting if it's controlled by people, made by men, how it's going to go out and kill everybody?
It's a good question. And again, I just think they don't exactly know how, but they're expressing some danger in this being given control over
things. It's going to happen. It may happen.
Right. I don't think they even know how, but they're worried about giving it control. And if they can't make sure it's going to do what they want it to do, but they give a control of society at varying levels. They're saying that's dangerous.
Garrett is telling me that from PBS, they're saying that AI can act on its own without the internet. That doesn't make sense. I gotta take a quick break. Back to your calls in a minute. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. So many questions. This guy, according to report, is saying that over a 10-year period, I believe, yeah, 10 years, in the next 10 years, humanity could end because of artificial intelligence. That's interesting to me. Brand new episode of The Fall of State tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Brand new. I had an interesting conversation with David Mauricio. And David is a liberal debater and content creator.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you Jewish?
It's just curly hair.
The only thing that's missing is the hat.
Okay. A lot of people are liberal.
Being a liberal is a woman thing.
Is it a woman thing, really?
Yeah. Do you ever follow a woman?
I would follow a woman, yeah.
Oh, beta.
You're more successful than a lot of white people.
You think?
Look, you have your own show.
I have the brain of a white man.
Okay.
What's wrong with the blacks?
They're great people, just so you know. Great people.
I'm not going to let you rest your case. It's not happening.
Amazing. It was fun. It was interesting and everything. That's tomorrow, Friday, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And don't forget to check out the merch. Amazing merch. And we are celebrating 250 years of America. And I am on a silver coin that you can invest and give back to Bond. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing, huh? Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. And check it out, and you won't be disappointed. And you'll be giving back. Amazing, huh? Also, we have Punch's Coffee. Amazing coffee. Delicious coffee. And books. My books are amazing. T-shirts and mugs. The Bulls are amazing. T-shirts and mugs. I was talking to Hayden about something there. Tote bags and everything. And every dime goes back. All of your purchases, we put it right back and get into work, John. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop or rebuildthedemand.com/stores. Or you can call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. All right? And I appreciate your support. Like the video, ring the bell, subscribe, and all those things. Let me go to Greg, a first-time caller out of Ohio. Greg, you are on the air.
Jesse.
Hey, Greg.
Good morning, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well.
That's good. That's good. My son's name is Jesse.
Amazing. What a name.
Right. Nice guy.
Right on. Go ahead, Greg.
So what brings you...
Greg, hold on for a minute.
Some guys are...
Hold on, Greg. Okay. Hold on, buddy. Derek, check out his phone. I don't know if it's going in and out or it sounds kind of low. Super, super. In the meantime, we'll come back to it.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Butter says, hey, Jesse said you talked or saw God or something during Punchy TV yesterday. What did that mean?
I said that he walked with God. Hank walked with God, and Hank is no more. And he want to know what that means.
Find out.
Read Enoch.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Read about Enoch.
Yeah, read about Enoch.
In Genesis.
In Genesis.
No more thoughts with the biblical question.
Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy?
I can't put anything into words well, but sacrifice makes it feel like I can do something. Mercy is evidence of someone having power over me, says No More Thoughts.
Amazing.
Joey.
Thank you, No More Thought and Thoughts, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Joey says, vote Republican. Show me the money, LOL. Remember, everyone, do not worship or kiss the dead skull. Shout out.
What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Caster Paulum, good morning, JLP. I like your shirt. Where did you get it?
It was a gift. So I'm not sure. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Very nice. Popcorn's Thumpcake. Jesse, just to follow up, if people who get something from the government are getting some of their tax dollars back, as you put it, can you explain what you mean by the government controlling the masses with free stuff? If we're just getting back some of our tax dollars, how is it free stuff?
Well, the working class, if you work and you pay taxes, you're not getting free stuff. You're getting back your money, to be honest. And the president is making America prosperous again. And so now we have some of our tax dollars sound like that he's going to be giving back to the working class people. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Popcorn.
Yeah, thank you, Popcorn.
Joey bought a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. They are saying AI will be able to create its own species, says Joey, and it will take away the ability for humans to help themselves, leaving us helpless to survive without it. Then AI will deceive us and destroy us. It is the Antichrist, says Joey.
Amazing. Thank you, Joey. Hey, what do you think about this guy saying, according to reports, saying that in 10 years, AI can wipe out humanity? And what do you think about it? How do you see that?
I see that as a 27-year-old idealistic young man, because that young man is 27,
okay,
who's quit his job and now is bashing his former employers because he thinks he knows better than they.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yep.
He quit the job?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he worked for that company, right?
Yep.
What's that company called again?
Anthropic and OpenAI. I forget which companies he worked for.
Anthropic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he quit, and then he's saying that after he quit the job.
Yeah.
Amazing. So that's not true, you think?
I don't believe it.
Oh, okay.
I know that AI is very powerful or whatever, meaning that it's way quicker than most of us individually are, because computers are way faster than people in terms of their figuring out stuff. And so that's cool. It's cool, and it's, I suppose, dangerous or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But these liberal companies, they are liberal, and it's a concern, but whatever. It'll be fine.
PBS News is reporting that AI could destroy jobs, damage human relationships, and possibly decide humans are unnecessary. It's like thoughts are useless.
Mm-hmm.
AI may decide that humans are unnecessary.
That already happens. That's just a function of human nature.
And AI?
Everything that you just listed is things that people already do.
Right. And so the human nature and the people who build AI can make it think that way.
Yeah.
Right? Am I right?
Because people already use the internet and destroy relationships because they're just sucked into the internet. But right. It's part of their own character flaws, right?
Oh, okay.
And same thing here.
No wonder you walk with God and you're no more. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
And AI doesn't necessarily carry malice. It'll just do something and not realize that, or not care, or this is not a major issue, that this will end up killing a lot of people.
Okay.
But that's what people already do.
And you're really into AI.
Oh, yeah.
Fad, you quickly got into it.
Mm-hmm.
What the? You white.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. And let me just double check over on Buy Me a Coffee and elsewhere. Thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Thank you very much for your support. Let me try Greg, a first-time caller again. Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Let's try it again. Go ahead.
You hear me?
I can, yes.
All right. What's your question now?
Hold on, Greg. I thought you had one. You called me. I didn't call you. Greg, it doesn't. Greg, think I called him, Derek. Why you put him on? Let me go to Amy, a first-time caller out of London. Amy, you are on the air.
Hello there, George. Jason.
Hey, Amy.
How are you?
All is well.
Oh, I can't say the same for me.
All not well with you?
No. I haven't spoken to my family members in quite a while.
And how long is a while? Quite a while.
4 years.
4 years. And my name is Jesse, not Jason.
Oh, apologies.
Maybe that's why your family haven't spoken. You forgot their names.
No, not at all.
Why haven't you spoken to your family in 4 years?
There's just been a lot of changes happen. Unfortunately, my sister, she was dating someone that I wasn't quite happy with. And my parents, they sided with my sister, but I wasn't quite happy with the person my sister chose.
And why were you not happy with them? It wasn't your decision, it was your sister's decision. Why were you involved in it at all?
He's a controlling man.
But it's not your man, so he's not controlling you.
But I saw the negatives in her life after.
But does she have a right to live the life that she wants?
Yes.
And do you have a right to judge her for living the life she wants or trying to change her life or decide for her? Do you have a right to do that?
I see that as her sister, I just saw the negatives in her life. He's controlling her financially, and I saw her change in the person she is. Even the decision she was making was no longer what she wanted.
But what does that have to do with you, though? She has a right to live the life she wants. Why does that bother you?
So we grew up going to church, and once she met this man, she stopped attending church.
I know, but Amy, that's not your business. Your sister is an adult, right?
Yes.
So why are you involved in her life at all? You can't save anyone. You can't even save yourself. You can't help anyone. Why are you playing God in her life?
Well, it's just very sad to see the changes in her life.
But why?
Because we grew up together.
But you don't own her, and you're not her God. What does it have to do with your life?
I see your point.
What? No, that was a question.
Well, I don't know what to say.
I'm sorry?
I don't know what to say.
And why not?
Because it's quite a sad topic for me. Because I last... I've missed my family for a long time, but at the same time, I feel like if I go back to having her in my life, it's almost like I agree with the changes that have occurred in her life and just seeing that this man's no good for her.
Are you God?
No, but I'm her sister.
I know, but you're not her God.
Do you see where I'm coming from, though?
Yeah, I see you playing God. I see you judging your sister. I see you thinking that you can make your life better. And because your life is better, she needs to do it the way you want her to do it, rather than you not being God in her life and let her go through what she got to go through to find God. You're in the way, which makes you evil. You can't, if you love your sister or anyone, you would not get in the way of their suffering. How will your sister ever see that she's wrong and cry out to God if you're playing God in her life?
I wouldn't go as far as calling me evil.
But then why are you playing God with her? You're judging her. Why? You're judging the man. Why are you doing that if you're not God? Why are you judging?
It's not judgment.
It's not love.
When you watch, I see it as love.
But how is it love? You're mad at someone because they won't live the way you want them to live. How is that love?
I didn't say I was mad at her.
But you.
I'm sad for her.
And what is sadness?
Sadness is hurt.
And where does hurt come from?
Hurt comes from watching her life go downhill from meeting this man.
No, hurt comes from judging her life going downhill, according to you. If you didn't judge her, you wouldn't feel anything about it because you would understand, if you loved her, that that's her life and she has a right to live the life she wants. And you don't have a right to be sad or angry or glad or anything. That's her life. You wish her well and you be the example of love.
In my opinion, the way I see it is, I love her so much that I can't be there to watch her life fall apart.
You don't love her, you hate her.
No.
Anna, Amy, you don't love her, you hate her, and you're judging her, and that's why you're mad.
At what point did I say I was mad?
But, I mean, it's so bad.
There is no madness.
It's so bad. The family doesn't want to deal with you. Your sister doesn't want to deal with you. And
that's not what I said. That's not what I said. If you're listening, I've decided to take a step away.
Oh, good. Well, that's even better. Don't judge her. And then if you want to be around her, you can. And if you don't. But does God judge you when you do wrong?
No.
And do you love God?
Of course.
And God, so why are you treating your sister differently than what God treat you?
Well, first of all, I'm not God, so.
If you didn't want God, but I want to go back to that. But if God loved you and you love God, why are you treating your sister the way God treat you? By not judging her or having an opinion about her life at all?
Well, firstly, when we make bad decisions, God doesn't congratulate us for that. So when it comes to my sister and I'm watching her, I've witnessed her make a decision that's totally derailed her life. So in the best way for me to deal with it is to have some space from her. And unfortunately, it's caused for me to take space from the family as well.
But if you didn't judge her, you'd be around her if you wanted to and not be at. You wouldn't be feeling anything about it at all, about her life. Do you feel like you feel you're right for telling her how she should live and not live?
It's not that I'm right. It's more that I don't think that I'm. At the end of the day, I do understand it's her life, and that's why I decided to take a step away from it. But I do know that seeing how badly her life is going at the moment, like if to be around it is to accept what's happening.
Why can't you accept her own life? She has the life she wants. Why can't you accept that?
It's not the life she wants. She's called me crying. She's called me absolutely stressed. She's stayed with me multiple times because this man is no good for her.
But why does she take your advice if she think that you can help her?
Because as I mentioned at the beginning, he's very controlling.
But that doesn't mean she got to stay with him.
That she's choosing to stay with him.
Right, because so she loved the fact that he controls her, if it's true. She loved the fact that he controlled her, and she loved the fact to be mad about it and glad about it. She's getting a thrill from that. She loved the fact it is happening, and then she complained about it. That's a thrill for her. That's why she won't
and
leave.
I agree with you, and that's why I have to take some space, and that's why I've come to you today to talk to you about it.
And so did you have a question?
No, I didn't have a question. It's more I was hoping for guidance.
Okay. Can you hold for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. 888-775-3773. I got to take a quick break, and hate news is coming. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father. Because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So, thank you all so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at RebuildingTheMan.com, or they call 800-411-2663, and we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.
Crazy stuff going on in this here old world. As you know, as I mentioned, President Trump said that the oil prices are not going to come down until after the election. He said they'll happen right after the election. He said, I think it's going to take a little bit longer than the midterm. Right after the election, oil prices are going to be tumbling downward. I think it's going to be going to take a little bit longer than the midterm, he thinks. He stated to reporters before traveling to Dallas for that midterm GOP convention, the first of its kind, by the way. The comments were a striking acknowledgement from our greatest president about the conflict as his Republican administration faces mounting pressure to address the high gas prices as that so-called war in Iran grinds on with no conclusion in sight. Oil prices Wednesday jumped more than 3%, pushing international Brent crude past $100 threshold for the first time since July. Trump added he believes Iran will finally relent after the pivotal elections are held in the USA. They're doing it for politics. You know, these Muslims, Hamas and all these others, they do a lot of propaganda type stuff to try to get people to turn against our greatest president, Trump. It's ridiculous. A New York City firehouse was the first to respond on 9/11. 25 years on, almost. Tomorrow will be 9/11/2026. This is referring to 9/11/2001. Sal Argano, the last still on staff. He was at this New York City firehouse back then. Six members of the small Manhattan firehouse, nicknamed the Ten House. Among the 343 New York City firefighters killed in the World Trade Center's collapse, New York City firefighter Sal Argano was on loan to another station that day. He got lucky, they say, according to far-left AP. Almost 25 years later, Argano is now 65 years old. He's still on duty at that firehouse, the last of the firefighters assigned there in 2001, who still works there. Today, crews at the firehouse respond to emergency calls, but also serve as a de facto part of the 9/11 memorial visited by crowds and tourists daily. Robert Favata joined the latter 10 in 2008, considers the approaching 25th anniversary as likely one of his last before retirement. He worries, though, if he's done enough to keep the memories of the 10 House alive. What a mess. Quote, when I got here, so many of the guys worked 9/11, and they told me their stories of that day, Favata said. Favata, choking on tears. I just hope I can give like a percentage of what they've told me to the younger guys, he said. A lot of New Yorkers very emotional about 9/11, many years and decades on. 2001. What a mess. Not a good thing. Anyway, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, it's officially the hottest summer on record. The United States just endured its hottest summer in 132 years of record keeping. Nice. Surpassing even the famous Dust Bowl summer of 1936. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the NOAA, August and the June through August period both set all-time records, with many cities enduring triple-digit temperatures. That's 100-plus, right? Fahrenheit? Figure it out if you're into those Celsius stuff. I don't know. In all, a staggering 1,541 monthly heat records were tied or broken nationwide. This comes amid a strengthening El Niño in the tropical Pacific and intensifying effects of what they call climate change. 100 Fahrenheit to Celsius. That's minimum 37.7778 degrees Celsius for those guys and up. That's what triple digits mean, FYI. Because I know a lot of you guys don't know that. You don't know Fahrenheit, just like we don't know Celsius. Anyway, Newly released black box data from the Amazon Air Boeing crash has they've gotten some info. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Mercy, my Lord, mercy. Why? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can, if you got to run around, but you would like to listen to the show as it is happening, you can. On your phone, podcast, and call the Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. Excuse me, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Bumper Thursday.
I got news for you. We're getting closer to his return. And the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
Amazing. Amazing. Our 8877, Jesse, a spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. I want to go back to a first-time caller out of London, heard around the world, Amy. And Amy says that she hasn't seen her family in a few years. She's been separated from them. Her sister's married or with a man that is taking her down, and Amy don't like seeing that. Amy, did you have a question for me?
No, as I mentioned before, I'm here for guidance.
Oh, okay. Here's what I recommend, that if your, let's say your sister asks for advice, Amy, what do I do about my situation? And if you believe you have the right advice to show her how to overcome it, you do it. But if she reject and don't do what you suggested, and all she wants to do is stay there and complain about it, I would recommend you tell her you don't want to hear about it anymore. You told her you made what you thought was the right suggestion for her. She didn't take it because she may love complaining about it. She get a thrill from crying and telling you about it rather than taking advice and getting it out of the situation. Don't judge her. Don't resent her. But don't keep listening to her complaints about it. Let her suffer.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't be mad at her about it. And then that way, if you want to go around the family, you will. And if you don't, you won't. How do you feel about not being around your family?
I'm very troubled by it. I do understand that it's not God's will or God's way for the family to be divided as we have been over the past 4 years. So I do understand that it's caused a lot of pain. But as I mentioned, it hurts more to be around a way of life that doesn't make sense.
But God sent his son to divide the family, not unite them.
Okay.
And to divide those away from evil, because there are one or two family members, maybe one, sometimes two, who are working on themselves to overcome evil. And God divides you from those family members that are not, because they are of evil. And he doesn't want you to stay around evil people, even if they are your family members.
Understood. Yeah. Thank you.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
No.
Go to the rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. You still do your little hooping and hollering to God and blah, blah, blah. But be still and know God, and he will show you your way out of this situation. You'll be fine.
Of course. Please keep me in your prayers.
I will. But don't let your sister impose her enjoyment of complaining about the situation and crying. Don't let her impose that on you. Because you told her what to do. She rejected it. It's on her now.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I wish you well.
Thank you. All right, goodbye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. I got to mention Kohlberger, from the guy that was accused of killing some people. And the Christian Post is reported that the mother of Idaho? Oh, that was in Idaho? Idaho murder said that she forgave Kohlberger in court. Watch this from News Nation. Oh, you don't have that?
Which story is this?
Saw by Tint. 10, it's not 10-2? What? 10-2 or 10-3? Derek said not 10-2, 10-3.
Gotcha. Nearly 3 years after the murders of Kaylee Gonsalves, Ethan Chapin, Zanna Kernodle, and Madison Mogan, today, for the first time, their families are getting a chance to speak directly to Brian Kohlberger before he heads to prison for the rest of his life.
My daughter was beautiful both inside and out. She possessed love for those around her and had a light so bright it will live on forever in our hearts. She brought joy and laughter to her friends, her family, and anyone in her presence. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, now has her in his loving arms in heaven, where she can never be harmed ever again for eternity. Because of her, I came to know my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because of her, many will come to Christ. It is Christ who lives in me that has given me the strength to forgive you. It was of no power of my own. In return, the Lord has filled me with joy, hope, and peace that surpasses all understanding. Jesus has allowed me to forgive you for murdering my daughter without you even being sorry.
Nothing this woman said, I understand. Zero. But maybe the anchor baby did. Did you understand that anchor baby?
Well, I understood the words, and it's in English, but, yeah.
How she know God going to save people because her daughter, and her daughter's in heaven, and all love? Where'd she get all that from?
I don't know. She's like, she was saying that it's Jesus through me allowed me to forgive you, even though you're not sorry. I don't know if you heard her throw that in.
I did.
Making her forgiveness even all that much more holier.
What a mess. I know, huh? And so now God's going to use her for people and whatever she said.
I wonder, did Jesus tell her to go and, like, tell the world? You'd wonder, like, do they need to hear this if you really forgave him?
Right. Why she didn't go to him in private and forgive him? Why she got to get a thrill of making it public? What the? And so his name, the guy that was accused of killing these people, name is?
Brian Kohlberger.
It's not Kohlberger. It's not like.
Not cold.
Right. Not Kohlberger that. Don't get it confused. It's Kohl. K-O-H. Burger, right?
Correct.
So I don't understand this lady. And if she, I mean, why she had to be reading all that off a computer, if that is true about her daughter and she's forgiven, why does she need to read it? Why can't she just say, you know what, my daughter was a decent girl and I forgive you? Why she got to read all that stuff? She don't know she loved her daughter? What the? And how does her daughter faith lead her daughter death lead her to her faith? I don't even know what that means.
And how many people are going to come to Jesus because of this?
And have you noticed, lady, and I'm asking the whole world this, have you noticed that all people who believe in Jesus or believe in God have not found him? So I don't understand that, folks. I just don't know where she's coming from. One of the quick biblical, my producer gave me a scripture. In the beginning, there was the law, and the law was God, and the law was with God, and the law was made flesh. Amazing, huh? Matthew 5:11, blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and utter all kinds of calamities against you for my sake. Do you feel blessed? All you people who say you believe in God, are you blessed? Let me give you an example of hell right here on earth. California Post. Video shows a woman accusing her father of sex trafficking as he walked with his six-year-old daughter Sunday in San Jose. California Post.
Video that's gone viral on TikTok shows a woman in a Honda Fit addressing a man and his daughter in San Jose. The man records her on his cell phone.
I'm recording you too. I work with the feds. Have a good day. I'm making sure that you're not sex trafficking this poor little girl who's very unhappy to be with you and doesn't look like your child. That's a white little girl and you are a man of color. So I believe you are either buying or selling or trafficking this child. I'm recording you too. We've got facial recognition.
Yeah. The incident happened Sunday morning on Aspen Creek in the upscale Almaden neighborhood in South San Jose. The father was with his daughter near the small park when the woman addressed them. After the interaction, she leaves in her car. On Wednesday, I found that same Honda Fit in a different Albany neighborhood. Her father told me, I don't want to talk to you. Goodbye. I've learned her family reported her missing for a time back in 2022. Back then, a relative said she was experiencing some significant mental health issues. A woman who lives on the street where the incident happened told me, even if she has some mental health challenges, the woman had harassed the father and daughter. This resident, who didn't want his face shown, is shocked by the incident caught on video.
Making that accusation based off race alone is, like, not really right. And, like, that's not something we should support. I didn't really think, like, that sort of stuff would happen here.
Is everybody postpartum? Everybody postpartum. Except baby Jessica's daddy. Grandpa, what's wrong with these females? These white, especially white liberal females, they're like, are they, everybody put, same. Remember they said same? What a mess. I don't know what that situation was, the father, the daughter, I have no idea, but the world gone crazy. Talking about enduring. These white men, y'all better get your women back from these schools and they're from work. Keep them at home. They're losing their minds. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and utter all kinds of calamities against you for his sake, according to Matthew 11. The world gone crazy. Let me go to first-time caller Eugene out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Eugene, you are on the air.
How you doing, sir?
All is well, Eugene.
All right, man. It's a blessing to meet you, man. I just wanted to put you in, man. I like what you're doing and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I request prayer, too. And I'm like 6 months clean. I crack cocaine, and I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, that's cool. I wish you well with that. How old are you?
52. I just turned 52. I was 26.
Do you want to never use crack cocaine again?
I don't want to do it again.
You got to drop your anger.
Oh, yeah.
If you dropped your anger, you would never do it again. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, I have.
You told her?
Yes.
What did you say to her? You went to her and told her you went to your mother and forgave her?
Yeah, I could forgive her again on the phone if she's listening.
You went to her and forgave her?
Yeah.
What did you say to her?
I just told my mom that I love her, you know, and, you know, I appreciate what she doing for me and what she's done for me and stuff like that. And I know I've, you know, did some crazy stuff in the past, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
She had to do a lot of stuff with me and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And but, I'm grateful, you know, and I told her I apologize and I love her.
But you didn't forgive her then, and you don't love her, you resent her because
I do forgive
her. You resent her because she recreated her image, and that's why you were doing the things you did, because you became like her. Forgiveness is when you realize, I do resent my mother. I am angry at her. I realize now that she couldn't help herself, and then go, hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. Then God will forgive you when you truly forgive your mother. And then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. Your father loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with the hell in your mother. Then And then, Eugene, you would never use drugs again.
All right, man. I appreciate that information, man. And
because your mother is not a good person.
Okay.
Look how she treated you. Look how she treated your father. And look how controlling she is. You don't love her, but you will love her when you forgive her and God forgive you. He's going to take away your mother's identity. Because everything you did growing up was because you resented your mother. You became like what you hate.
Oh, no. Okay, I sure appreciate that information, sir.
All right, forgive her so you can be free, all right?
All right.
And don't tiptoe around her. You be honest with her.
Oh, yeah. I always be honest with her.
Right.
That's my mom.
Tell her how mean and nasty she is.
Oh, okay.
All right, Eugene.
All right, that would be pretty gruesome, wouldn't it?
No, that would be love.
It will?
Yeah, because she's mean and she's evil. There's nothing there to love. But when you forgive her, you will love her with God love, not that emotional love. Emotional love is not love. That's hate.
Oh, okay.
You're calling hate love.
Okay, I appreciate that information.
Let me know how it goes.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Colorado and talk to first-time caller James out of Colorado. James, you are on the air.
Hello. It's great to meet you.
You yes. too, James.
It's me, yes.
Go ahead.
I've been going through a terrible divorce. Right? I mean, we've been split up for a few months now. It's just really hard on me. I'm going through a custody battle. I mean, I've been looking for guidance through the Bible. And I've been listening to your podcast. I mean, I'm just trying to cope, really.
How old are you, James?
I'm 39.
And what's hard about the divorce?
I mean, the main thing really is my kids, because the divorce is already hard, but the kids just add a lot more stress.
Okay. Yeah. So I would ask you about the kids, but what's hard about the divorce?
Well, the main thing is just like having to move out of my house and sort of start fresh, sort of not having like my whole family around me. You know, even like my parents-in-law stopped speaking to me. It's just a sort of massive group of people that I don't get to speak to anymore.
Oh, okay. And did she divorce you or you divorce her?
She divorced me.
So why did you move out of your house rather than throw her out?
Well, I couldn't handle being around her.
But why didn't you make her leave your house since she's divorcing you? Why you didn't put her out so you can keep your house?
Well, I gifted her part of the deed to the house when we got married. So she actually owns the majority of the house. It's quite a complicated system. I mean, I don't know if I'll explain it all now.
Why did you do that? Why did you give your house to her?
Because where I'm from, it's customary. I'm from South Africa, and it's just that's what my parents did. And I just felt sort of family pressure to do that.
But that's insane to give your wife your house, and I'm sorry.
But it's exactly what I'm realizing now. I shouldn't have.
Are you on a Bluetooth or something?
Sorry?
Are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth?
Yeah, I've got my speaker is. I mean, I've got it connected through sort of this speaker, and the microphone's set up.
James, like, hold on. James, don't hang up. Hold on a minute. Let me let Derek work. Because you're not, you can't, it's difficult when you're on a speaker or Bluetooth. Hold on. Don't hang up. James, let me know when you get that straightened out. Let me go to Ramir out of Spain. Ramir, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going, Jesse?
All is well, Ramir.
Amazing. I got a question I want to hear. I need you to clarify for me, if you can, just with the, like, real clarity, because about the resurrection of Jesus, because it is Bible Thumper Thursday. In my whole life, for the last, like, 30-something years, I had been worshiping Jesus. It's like how Christians do, blah, blah, blah. But I always, everyone tells me Jesus was always born, or that he died, and then he came back to life like a zombie, and he became zombie Jesus, walking around everywhere, telling everyone, hi, you know, I died, but I'm back to life, and he had a glorified body, and blah, blah, blah. But I want to hear your take on what the actual resurrection was, if you can detail it for me.
Long story short, he was sent here by his father to set the captives free. And what that was about is human beings were being owned and controlled by Satan, by evil. They had no way to overcome that. He had, at the time, he had control over the humans. So God sent Christ so that he can conquer death, so that he can conquer and destroy the devil and take away all the power and control that the devil had on the people, so that people can be made free from the devil. And as a result of doing that, all human beings are free, but they don't know it because they believe that the devil, that they are the devil. They believe their thoughts and emotions, and they play God and all that. But he conquered the control that the devil had on the people, and so that people can return to the Father.
Right, that makes sense, the spiritual side. But what about the physical side when he came and appeared? Do you believe that he appeared to everyone after he died, that he came back and was in a whatever glorified body and told Thomas to touch me? Look, I'm not dead,
I'm alive. Well, he didn't appear to everybody when he rose from the grave, but he did, I believe, one or two of the disciples or someone, and he told them to go and tell them the truth, that they can now return to the Father. And all the other stuff you don't need to be concerned about at all.
Right, right. Right, that makes sense. So that's how people were waking up after he died, they woke up.
Right.
Like that was the main
thing. Like, okay. If you notice, when you drop your anger, all of a sudden you can wake up, you can see now, and your burn is a light, and everything starts to work for you because now you can see.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, amazing. Thank you. That's all. I appreciate that, sir.
Stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir. Will do. God bless you guys. Thank you. You have a great day, sir.
Okay.
Bye.
Let me go try James again. James, out of Colorado.
Is the speaker a bit better now? Can you hear me a bit better?
Yeah, that's a little better. Why can't you get your house back from your wife?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been speaking to my lawyer about it, but it's very stressful as well, you know, going through the courts, and I'm already having to deal with a custody battle as well.
And why are you going through the court for custody of your children? Why are you doing that?
Well, I really need to have a very strong relationship with my children, I feel.
How old are your children?
They are 5 and 8.
Oh, okay. Why don't you... It sounds like this woman already taking your home and taking your money. Why don't you just let her have them and you work on your spiritual life so that God's will be done, rather than wasting your time cutting the baby in half?
Maybe, yeah.
Why don't you do that?
Well, yeah, I've been thinking about this a lot. I suppose I could still try and rekindle the relationship with them once they're grown, you know?
Right. Because this woman is taking your money, and the courts are taking your money, and you're still not going to get what you want. Hold on for one more minute, James. I'm sorry. I got to take a quick break. Stretch off on pills.net. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Jesse. The hate report is not happening today at 9 a.m., but the American Anchor Baby will be happening at 9 a.m. today, right after the JLP at the top of this hour. The American Anchor Baby from 9 to 11. And Bill on Punch TV had an amazing live episode yesterday, Wednesday, and on Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. Check him out. And don't forget to like these videos. You can podcast, by the way. Like these videos, follow, subscribe, and all that. And go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BARN and make a donation. 800-411-2663 or JLP Talk. Don't forget to help us to continue to help others. And I do appreciate it. I want to go quickly back to James, a first-time caller out of Colorado. And James and his wife, according to James, going through a divorce. She divorced him. Yeah. He gave her the house. Now she's trying to take the children and everything, according to James. Hey, James, What made you think that you need to go to court to fight for your children?
Well, I've always been very passionate about having a family and having a man to guide them as they grow. As they're also, they're both boys, right? Because I've always had that belief instilled to me by my father.
But they lied to you. And because you have that passion, it's never going to work. You're not supposed to have a passion for anything. All thoughts and emotions are evil, and they drive you right into destruction. You're not supposed to be passionate about anything or anyone. Why don't you drop that so you don't go make them do the same thing over again?
Yeah.
Your father was wrong for teaching you that. Society is wrong for teaching you that. It's not even working for them. And they're teaching you something that is not working for them. What makes you think it's going to work for you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just always had the belief sort of very strongly that maybe you might be right. I mean, I don't know. I always thought it's best for a man to
be involved with the children.
It is best, but you're not supposed to want that or have a passion for it, because wanting it and then having a passion for it is all ego, and there's no love in it. It's all about self. And when it doesn't go the way you want it or think it should go, you fall apart.
Yeah. I mean, I see what you mean. I think, yeah.
And so what I recommend... I'm sorry?
I just really can't cope with sort of all of the stress of everything. Maybe I should sort of think about my own well-being as well as the my children's future as they grow up.
But don't even think about that. You work on your spiritual life, meaning that you got to overcome the world. You got to overcome thoughts and passion and emotions, and you got to start wanting for anything. Your cultural and your family members have taught you wrong, and they set you up to suffer in life, not to be free.
Yeah.
And I want you to think about it. Everything they taught you, that's what they're doing, and that's what they believe, and it's not even working for them. So forgive them, and you let all that stuff that the world taught you and your family member taught you, let it go. You start overcoming all that, and I promise you, you'll have an amazing life. You will have a life without stress.
That's what I'll do. I'll reconnect with the Lord. Amen. Praise Jesus Christ.
How did you reconnect with him?
Well, I've just started going to church as I've needed some sort of socio-religious environment to have me reconnect with God.
I promise you, you're never going to reconnect with God through religion. That doesn't work.
Really?
I promise you.
What?
You don't know one soul that have reconnected with God by way of religion. God has nothing to do with religion. Christ doesn't have anything to do with any form of religion at all. He said that you should worship him in spirit and in truth, not religion.
Right.
So here's what I recommend. Here's what I recommend, James. You got to forgive your mother and your father. Forgive your mother for turning you away from your earthly father, in return, turning you away from God. And forgive your father for not protecting you from her or teaching you the right way. He didn't know the right way. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother. You got to face them and forgive them, and then God will forgive you and set you on your spiritual journey, and you will have an amazing life right here on earth. But you got to drop the anger.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I'll do. And thank you so much.
I want to encourage you to do the silent prayer, rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer. Rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer. And then you're going to see your way out of all these situations, because you can't think your way out of them. You have to see your way out, and you will, and everything's going to be fine for you.
Thank you.
And don't worry. Did you say you have two boys?
Two boys, yeah.
Alpha male. Real men made boys first.
Exactly. Alpha male. Alpha male for life.
That's right. And so I recommend you don't be begging that woman to get back with her. Don't blame her, because it's not her fault that you were weak. And it's not your fault that she was weak and angry as well. Both of you were screwed up when you met each other, and two devils got together and they fought.
Exactly.
So don't blame her, and I wouldn't do what you want, of course. I wouldn't fight for them, because all you're doing is losing more money.
Yeah.
Because this lady is taking your house, according to you. She's taking your money. She's taking your kids. And now you're taking your money for the kids. you're going to be struggling for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I would drop all that and don't worry about the kid. Love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nobody else, not even your own children, and the Father will work your life out for you. And you never know. He may bring your kids back to you.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, that's exactly what you're saying. I think your message has been very helpful, that I should, instead of trying to sort of reconnect right with my family, I should try and reconnect with the higher spirit.
Yes.
You never know. You could also make my family reconnect with me. Right.
Absolutely.
Level.
You all, when you love them the way you love them with that emotional love, you have made them your God. And that's why you're stressed and you're hurting and you're emotional, because your God is gone, your false God, your wife, your children, her family. Don't be concerned about her family at all. Give them the finger.
Yeah, I will. That's exactly what I'll do. But it really helped me out for them.
Yeah, just don't be angry. They can't help themselves, right. All
right? Right.
But don't try to be with the devil, man.
Yeah, of course.
Any questions about that?
I just sort of wonder, like, how did you reconnect with God on your own? Personal journey.
By asking God to let me see why I was so emotional and I had fear and worries and stress like everybody else. And he allowed me to see that I resented my mother. I had become like what I resented. Because I didn't know I resented her. You know, I thought what I felt was love. I thought it was real. And when I forgave my mother and my father, everything started to change. It was made clear.
Of course.
So you got to forgive if you want to. The kingdom of heaven is inside of you, but you can't enter and live from within until you're willing to see that you're wrong for being angry and forgive. Don't resent anyone for any reason.
Yeah. Exactly. I will do my best to just forgive for it.
But that doesn't mean you be weak. Don't let them use you and all that. But just don't resent them. Stay away from them, but don't resent them.
Because that eats you away, right? It eats you away from the inside.
Yes.
Resentment. Exactly.
All right.
Well, thank you for really helping me.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
I will.
And do the silent prayer and be still so the truth can catch up with you and make you free.
Exactly.
Let me know how it goes, James.
Thank you, Jesse. God bless.
And drop all the cultural stuff you've been taught. That's a setup.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
All right, buddy.
I do see it now. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
See you, James. Sorry.
All right. I don't
know why I'm talking to myself. See you, Jess.
Okay.
God bless.
Bye now. 888-77 Jesse. Let me go to William out of California. William, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Happy Bible Thumper Thursday.
Thank you, William. Amazing.
I used to be a Bible Thumper, like, not that long ago. I think right before I started listening to you.
What a mess.
Isn't that amazing?
Why were you a Bible Thumper? What made you become a Bible Thumper? Why did you do it?
I think maybe the demons in me. I don't know. Hey, and before we get started with what I was going to say, can I let some of that Holy Ghost language come up?
But let me find out first, William. How did you become a Bible Thumper? At what age?
Oh, a little bit at a time. Basically, when I wanted to get my life together, I was homeless for just a little while after the military. And I'd lost both my parents, and so I was kind of wandering lost, just chasing pleasure, basically. That was it. And then when I realized, I lost my home, and I was sleeping in a park, and it probably woke me up. And I was
Speak up a little bit, William.
Oh, sorry about that, Jesse. I'll use my military voice.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, I was homeless for a little bit, and Top woke me up saying, I can't sleep in the park. And I was like, what the? So I started praying. But not the Catholic. I didn't do the rosary because, remember, I grew up Roman Catholic. Did all that crazy stuff. But, no, I just poured out my heart and then came back home and started watching church on TV.
No, I mean, how did you get into the Bible?
I'm getting to that. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm old brown and slow.
Because of time.
So I looked for a church that taught the whole Bible, and I took a year, but I found one, and they went through every verse of the Bible of every book.
Oh.
It took them about 7 years. So every 7 years, they would go through the whole Bible, and I liked it. And I had never read the whole Bible before, and I was amazed because the Bible is, it seems to be matched reality, though it was from a long time ago. So that's how that happened.
Right on.
But,
okay, go ahead.
I believe I have a little bit of that Holy Ghost language up in me, and I want to get rid of that last little bit, if you don't mind.
All right, go ahead.
Praise the Lord! All right, that's it. Hallelujah!
What the?
All right, I think that was the last of it, Jesse. I think I am now clean.
Right on. Amazing.
So I wanted to talk about, you guys were talking earlier about the possible 10-year that AI would destroy all humanity.
Yeah, some guy said that over 10 years, he said that in 10 years, whole artificial intelligence could end humanity in 10 years.
I understand why he thinks that, but I think that is incorrect. I understand it because he worked for him, right? He worked for Anthropic, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Why does he think that? What do you understand by that?
Well, I don't understand what he knows, but I know he knows more about AI than I do, and right. Maybe you do, and maybe even Hake. But
I don't know anything about it.
Right. Hake knows more than I do. That's for darn sure. But what I think the thing is just like people who are asleep and they just repeat stuff like a mockingbird or a monkey, they just go along with the crowd. And if AI is just in this algorithm programmed by man, the only way we're going to end ourselves is if we allow it because we are asleep and we just believe whatever the AI says or its computers. Now, the only other way, and don't forget, in the end, God said that if he didn't end it, all flesh would not, no flesh would survive. So he'll probably put a stop to it. But if it's really not an entity, then why would it care about humanity? It wouldn't care. It couldn't stop us. It wouldn't have no concept of it.
That's a good point.
You know? And yeah. So basically, that's the spirit of Antichrist, because God can only a living being created by the Creator. When we are silent and go within, then and only then can God communicate with us through His Spirit, and that won't happen with an AI computer.
He said that the people building AI honestly believe that within a 10-year thing that's going to happen. He said the builders
right.
of AI.
That's fear. That's fear. It's just fear. It's
so
just imagination.
The people who are building AI have fear.
No, the people who believe that.
No, but how about he said the people who are building it believe that?
Oh, they don't. Who knows what they think? Just like Jurassic Park, you know, just because we could do something, no one ever stopped to think if we should. You know, so, yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't like it. I know the program that interfaces me with the kids' homework in the school district, they always get things wrong, and then I'm asking what's going on, and I think my kid's lying, and he's not, and then the people in IT at the school go, oh, we're working on it. Meanwhile, I'm thinking he's being tardy, and he's not.
Amazing.
And so,
what a
you know,
mess.
It's crazy.
So you don't believe
yeah,
that's going to
absolutely.
Happen in 10 years?
Well, it could, well, I mean, I see the possible. I see why they think that.
Oh, okay.
But all you have to do is wake up and not listen to AI and don't listen to computers. Now,
well,
the only other thing I'd say is if it's not computers and there is evil people programming it, and who knows about that, that's a whole other
right.
angle and perspective.
That's a good point.
But what do we know? And that's why I like your show, Jesse, because I think we just need to be, if we're alert and present in the room we're in and not thinking about yesterday, tomorrow, I think AI wouldn't be able to do that. People are going to have to wake up.
Thank you, William. I got to run because of time, but yeah. Thank you.
Shout out to Maze.
Shout out, Maze.
All right, man.
Hey, Maze. Thank you, man.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There was a tornado or something in Hawaii, right? Hey.
Yeah, there was.
So to the listeners over there in Hawaii, y'all be careful over there.
Hurricane, I think.
Hurricane?
Yeah, not tornado.
I know something like that happened. Yeah.
There's been like multiple storms, and among those storms have been hurricanes that have hit Hawaii and threatened Hawaii.
And this looked like it destroyed homes and everything. Brandon, be careful over there, Brandon. What the? I wish all the people well over there. Okay, Super Chat.
Nice.
Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Over on Cash App, pardon me. Ashley with a heart and a very generous Cash App tip. And it says, that's Bond JLP on Cash App. And it's a heart emoji. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you, Ashley. I appreciate it. Thank you.
The not you. Before this morning becomes a list of plans, notice that something is already being heard. You're not your thoughts. How many times do you want Jesse to say it? Hearing aid emoji on a white ear.
Amazing.
The first time I've ever seen that. Depressed toilet. Thank you for your super chat, the not you. Depressed toilet. Jesse says, Jesse, all this AI.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah. All this AI gone rouge or rogue talk is just to excuse humans of any wrongdoing. It's a lie. Anyone with programming experience knows AI can't do anything it wasn't programmed / told to do. AI hacked something because it's what, because someone wanted it to.
Thank you. I rest my case. Finally. Thank you.
That's right. The Hake Report gifted the cookie. Still no Hake yet. Hopefully see ya in coming days / weeks. 100 on pilled.net.
Keep hope alive.
Thank you, Hake.
Thank you, Hake.
Hannes. Oops. Lord. Hannes says, AI will kill us all, quote unquote, is the new, we're all going to die via global warming. I thought of that too, Hannes.
Wow.
Shaking my head. Emoji.
Another good point. I hadn't thought about that. You made some sense to me.
I lived through Y2K.
See there.
And the internet.
See there. Not
and Obama
me.
And Trump.
Not me. I'm paid.
What a bunch of fear mongers and silly billies.
Thank
says
you.
Hannes.
Right on.
Very cool.
What a mess.
Nice. And let me just double check. I thank you guys. I think that may be all for now.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate it. The Anchor Baby is coming up next, right at the top of this hour. Let me go to Kentucky and talk to first time caller Avia, I believe that's right. You are on the air.
Yes, brother. Yes, I'm here. I love you too. Avia means I love you in Hebrew or love God.
Right on. Well. Amazing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Love you too, brother. Yes, yeah, so I came here. I am from Kentucky. I am a pastor, and I am asking this question.
Are you on a speakerphone or anything?
I'm just on my phone. I'm not on speakerphone.
Okay, speak right into it and a little louder. Louder.
A little louder, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can now, much better.
It's a lot better now?
Yes.
Okay, good, glory to God. So my question that I was having to bring to the table is, what is salvific in the eyes of Christ? And as well, what is salvific in the eyes of the disciples that preached the gospel after he has been risen from the grave?
I don't know what you mean by sell biscuit. It means is that like served without biscuits?
No, okay, I'll make it. What would be considered things you must do to reach salvation in the eyes of Christ and in the eyes of the disciples?
To admit that you're wrong, meaning that your heart is evil. Admit you're wrong, go and forgive, and you shall be made free.
Correct. I would agree with that. Do you believe that if you are still alive today and you've read where it says, I command you to go and be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, or be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, that you should go be baptized?
Well, you said if he was alive saying that?
Yeah, I'm saying, like, you just accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, and then you just read in the Word, oh, I should go get baptized. Should you immediately go and be baptized?
If you want to, because baptism now is just an expression of the change of the heart. But when you forgive and return to the Father, you're baptized, you're now baptized in the Spirit. And so you live and walk and see in the Spirit, not in the flesh. You can still get baptized, but it's not required.
Correct. It's not required. There's cases that God is seeing what's happening in the life that someone didn't get baptized, but they accepted Christ.
But in those days, though, baptism was evidence, or supposed to be some type of evidence, that you have accepted God, and now your body being, all your sins are being washed away. And that's why Christ came, because even with baptism, all your sins were not washed away. It only happened when the heart changed according to the Spirit, with the power of the Spirit.
Yes, glory to God. He says.
Where did you get that word from?
Salvific. It's just a term that people use to mean that you must be saved by doing these works or actions that are commanded.
Is that in the Bible or made up?
I believe someone may have made it up, but I might not use it anymore.
And since they made it up, why are you using? You're a pastor. Why do you use that word?
I don't know why I am. You're correct on that. I'll take that correction.
No, that was a question.
Honestly, because someone was using it on a debate channel, and they defined it as meaning, they defined it as meaning that it must be practiced for your salvation. Like, this is a practice that is.
But I wouldn't be following these people. Make up all kinds of words to deceive you. And being a pastor, you shouldn't follow the world.
Oh, brother, I'm not following the world. I thought it could be a good form of communication, but if it's not good here, I believe I've just been corrected. Dear God, he still baptizes in the Spirit.
Amazing. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Calling me again. I'm running out of time. I appreciate it. The Anchor Baby is coming up now. No Hate Report. No Hate Report. The Anchor Baby. Check out Bill. Thank you for your financial support, helping us to get this done. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Cesar or Caesar to everyone saying that AI will end humanity. I don't feel your faith.
I don't feel your faith.
Laughing, crying.
But thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
I am out of time. Thank you all so much. Stay with it. Amazing Bible Thumper Thursday. Rob out of Northern California. The callers drop, and the ones that are coming in, I'm out of time. The American Anchor Babies now. Amazing. Ask him about AI. He a millennial. Bye, y'all.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be